You know what I do all the time? I have nightmares about past versions of myself.
I know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the good news about it, though, is that if you always look back on the prior version of yourself and you always think of them in a critical sense, hopefully it means that you're always growing, you know? So it's like looking back here versus like up here. You know, it's like it's a positive if you think of it that way.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
I do. I think there's ways to grow and have a positive reflection upon your past self as well.
Oh.
Probably.
The only problem is for the camera, you did that backwards, so it just looks like a chart of your decline.
My decline. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
That's really what you don't... You don't want to be looking back at like, I peaked. That was it. That's worse. Yeah,
I will tell you what, when we were children, I think the way that mom comforted me about the cool kids in high school... Well, she would say, they just peaked in high school. It's okay. They're just peaking in high school.
You definitely did not peaked in high school.
I internalized it, and I was like, shall not peak too soon.
If anything, I'm going to try and valley now. Let me go ahead and bottom right out.
Bottom right out. Let me say a whole bunch of stuff that's totally inappropriate. But people won't know that I'm just saying
wow.
That was vile.
Jeez, Ben.
Hey, brother, riddle me this. Viewers, which one of us knows more about Tom Riddle?
Wow, did ChatGPT write that?
No, I came up with that all by myself.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I love it. All right, guys, let's dive on in. In case you guys are new to the Jay versus Ben format, this is how it is going to work. Quizabelle is on the other end of the camera. She's waving at us. We can see her, but you can't. She's going to be reading us today's standard 10 quiz questions, plus an additional 5 from our quizmasters over on Patreon. We also have Kangaroo Cat and the birthday king himself, Rick, aka Ethan, who are also behind the camera.
Yeah.
Who we can also see.
But you can't.
But you can. Ben and I will have to answer all the questions completely from memory, but if we both have no idea, we can ask for the multiple choice, unless Kangaroo Cat thinks the answers are too easy, and then it's too bad.
I did do that last time.
That's true. That has happened. There's been a precedent set.
I know.
And so now
we can depend, the multiple choice can be vetoed.
Yeah. We can change Kangaroo Cat's name to the Arbiter of Choice.
Oh. I don't know that I like that.
I know, it does. I said it, and I was like,
As somebody who is like well known for not being able to make decisions, I don't like that.
That kind of makes it funnier, though.
As somebody who's recently been playing Halo 2, I love it.
I know. I said the Arbiter, and I'm like, oh, I'm like in Halo? Cat, like one of the elites with the mouths.
Oh, I really don't like that. What?
Yeah, you know how Cat has four jaws?
You guys are not selling this very well.
You guys can't see it, but Cat is leaving the room.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Cat's also a slightly amorphous being with four jaws.
What would you have your Arbiter do?
Yep, she just wants stealth.
We're in stealth.
You would know if you could see us, but you can't.
Yeah.
Do not waste my time with talk.
Question one. What is Tom Riddle's mother's name?
Oh.
But can you pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not. I'm not known for being able to do that.
Yeah, no. on the count of one, two, and now.
Bathilda Bagmarow.
Yeah, I was going to say, how hard is it to pronounce Bathilda
Bagmarow? Very easy.
You guys are correct.
Merope. I think it's Merope, but I think that forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever we called it Merope.
Merope.
And then somebody was like, y'all are doing it wrong. And it was like, oh.
But now it's become one of those things where it's like, I know it's one of them.
Right.
Pretty sure one of the audiobook narrators says like Merope.
Like a little like sizzle on the end of it.
This is like the GIF and GIF conundrum.
Where's EK Scowl at? You know what I'm talking about.
That's a joke like 7 people get.
But he does.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Question 2. Who did Tom Riddle frame for the murder of Myrtle Warren?
Oh, pretty obvious.
The only. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hagrid.
Swagrid.
Bet he didn't even like, you know, shout him out later, like, oh, like, sorry about that, Hagrid.
You wouldn't be talking about me, though, would you?
Like in a mocking way.
Oh, in a
mocking way. Maybe he did. He was like, sorry about that.
But like this is, you're saying that this is This Voldemort.
Voldemort to
impersonating Hagrid.
To him, as he's being like escorted out, they're snapping his wand, and he's like, "Sorry about that, Hagrid. It was me."
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think he was that conniving?
I mean, yeah.
He killed
was Voldemort conniving?
That's like his main thing.
That's a theory video. Was Voldemort conniving?
Yeah. Short answer, yeah.
Yeah, it turns out. Turns out. Okay. Yeah.
To be quite fair, Hagrid shouldn't have had that big spider.
Also true.
It's true. That is one of those where it's like Hagrid's like, "Oh, they're totally harmless." And it's like, "Well, Hagrid, I love you."
Love you.
Your range here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, had Hagrid been caught with the spider without the death of Myrtle, does he just still get expelled?
Maybe not expelled.
Right, they're just like, "We're gonna have to squish that spider. Someone get a boot."
I can't get a real big boot.
Someone get a real big boot.
It gives me the extreme heaves to imagine squashing a spider of that size.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I agree, I don't feel like it would work.
Yeah.
It'd be like, "Nice try, loser."
That's like bigger than a small dog.
What if they tried to flush it down the girl's bathroom toilet and it came up and bit Myrtle?
Oh no! I feel like what they'd be like is like, "This boot wasn't big enough. Do we know anyone with really big feet, Hagrid?"
Oh, well, if he had to do it?
I know.
Wait, Hagrid's Bigfoot? New theory.
Hagrid is Bigfoot.
Now it is time for our first Quizmaster question of the day.
Yeah.
This question was submitted by Henry?
Henry or Henri? I'm not really sure.
This question was submitted by Henry or Henri, I'm not sure. Pokemonster, Tara Walker, and Josephine, and voted on by patrons. Where in London did Tom Riddle buy the diary that eventually became his first Horcrux?
Oh man.
Where did he?
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
I think with multiple choice I would have it.
Alright, it's too easy.
Evil diaries
are us.
Evil diaries are us. I didn't even hear who submitted this question.
Henri. Pokemonster, right. Josephine.
Tara Walker as well, and voted on by patrons.
It's a good old-fashioned y'all.
Can't forget voted on by patrons.
Yes.
Yeah. Our favorite of all.
Of y'all.
Okay, I would go multiple choice, Brother Jay.
Yeah, I will as well.
Arbiter of choice.
We get the green light, so we can go ahead.
Well, that makes two of us.
Was it A, a stationery shop on Tower Street, B, a secondhand store on Charing Cross Road, C, a variety store on Vauxhall Road, or D, Flourish and Blotts?
I
thought it would be more obvious.
I thought it would too.
It's not unobvious.
Now you have just four options instead
Are
of everything in your mind.
Are my needs perhaps
inobvious? That's a good point. Quizabelle, is that we have narrowed it down from every available word.
That's true.
To at least four different options.
I wasn't going to guess it, so now we're at least in the zip code. I would even say I'm down to like a coin flip here.
I'm down to a coin flip as well.
Yeah, down to a coin flip. All right, well, I picked one.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Oh, man.
You lose $10,000.
I will add the phone a friend option if we can have like an old school like rotary phone that we have to use to call the person. You know?
I like that.
You're gonna call like Seamus in London with a landline phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
That won't be expensive.
Who wants to be a galleonaire?
That's pretty good.
Galleonaire.
Okay. New quiz title.
Ethan gets the trademark coin it.
Okay. Band name called it.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I said C.
I also said C.
It is C.
Yay!
Oh man, I was like, at first I was like, Charing Cross, that's it. Then I thought about it more, and Vauxhall sounded more correct.
Yeah.
Great coin flip, guys.
Sometimes I wonder how much you guys are just guessing at times like these, and how much you actually know.
No, this sounded familiar. A little bit, yeah, because I think the interesting thing about it, maybe we like looked into this once upon a time, but it seemed like it would be a muggle
store. Yeah.
And I always thought it was incredibly interesting that like he's got like all these, you know, Hogwarts like founder objects.
Right.
And
a notebook.
Yeah, like a diary from a muggle shop.
Yes.
Yeah, but like I think it is from a muggle shop because Harry like immediately recognizes like that's a muggle shop.
Yeah.
Oh
that
yeah.
Is,
okay.
That is
three of those places are real streets in London.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of them is Flourish and Blotts.
Yeah, yeah. I did fact check this one. That is exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
So Harry knows.
Harry recognizes it. He's like, that's a muggle shop.
How about it?
Yeah. Interesting.
Or is like curious that it's from a model shop.
What's up with Harry having such an obsession over all stationery stores in London?
I know. How would Harry even know? What does he know about London?
I mean, he grew up like in a cupboard, so I feel like he should have. He would be excited about everything. As somebody who grew up in like a house and didn't leave.
Well, I would be excited about like going to New York City too if I'd only ever lived under the stairs. But I don't think I could tell you like, now wait a minute, there's a stationery shop on Vauxhall Road.
Yeah, but if you live in a cupboard under the stairs in like Newark, New Jersey, like
you're more likely to know of stationery stores
on Vauxhall Road.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. Like if you live in Newark, New Jersey, under the stairs, you'd be like, oh man, Broadway, I know where that is.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
but is Vauxhall the Broadway of London?
That's one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big important road.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That probably does.
Those three are all big important roads in London.
Yeah.
Got it. Look cool. At us knowing London.
There
things.
We go.
At least we have somebody here to fact check us.
Something in this godforsaken series is on Charing Cross Road. I don't remember what. I've been trying to come up with the answer to that the entire time we've been doing this question.
Is that not where they operate to after the wedding?
That's Tottenham Court Road. Okay.
That's Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah.
Charing Cross Road might be St. Mungo's? Or that might be the street that King's Cross is on.
All right. Question 4. What did Tom Riddle take from Morfin Gaunt after he altered his memory into believing he killed the Muggle family in Little Hangleton? If I could get through one of these questions without mispronouncing something, I would think I've peaked.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I had her take.
Oh, wait. I wasn't confirming. I was looking at my
answer.
That was
bad timing.
That was bad timing.
You heard it here first, folks. Isabel peaked.
I can't believe Ben is the one that's saying this about me right now, of all people.
I'm sorry. No, I was talking about my answer.
Are you sorry about that?
Sorry about that.
All right, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
The ring.
The Peveril ring.
It is his family ring.
Yay!
Look at us go, because then he's wearing it soon. In Slughorn's memory.
Sluggos.
He already had it. He was in high school and murdered
his uncle.
It would have been really good if that rhymed.
Yeah.
What if we took the name for school and made it Skunkle instead?
What that? You guys heading back to Skunkle this fall?
Yes, yes indeed.
Yeah.
We will change the dictionary per this quiz.
All right. Question 5. Where was the prophecy regarding Harry Potter and the Dark Lord given?
The Dork Lord.
The Dork Lord.
Oh, I thought you were
the Dork Lord.
The
Dork Lord, am I right?
You know, at this point, it's just for the memes, okay? You're welcome.
I would love it if Harry was just like trying to bully a Voldemort every song. What's up, nerd? Where's your nose?
Instead of that, like, let's finish this how we started, Tom.
Yeah.
He was just like, you're a huge dork, bro. And then threw him off the side of the hog.
You have no skills and you're a loser!
What if, as a follow-up to the Council of Dumbledores, we did the Comedy Central roast of Lord Voldemort?
Yes. I love it.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Gilderoy Lockhart's here, and so is Pete Davidson.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
The hog's head in.
The hog's head in.
That is correct.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are 5 for 5.
Five for five.
This is the one where Trelawney's like,
bedbugs. You never see her do any other magic, you know? Like, can she do regular wand magic?
Probably not.
Plot twist, Trelawney's not even a witch.
Yeah, right. Plot twist, Trelawney's a squib.
Yeah.
New theory.
That would be nuts.
That would be nuts. Can squibs be seers?
Hey, brother.
Or maybe she can, because I think they says at one point she's like throwing the crystal balls down like she's serving them like a tennis racket.
You know, that's true.
So she must be like wanding them down.
In my head, I always assumed she was still somehow like manually throwing them.
Yeah,
still
just sort of like.
Yes, exactly.
But it says serving them like a tennis ball.
That's actually kind of a cool looking piece of magic in my head.
What if she's using an actual tennis racket though? Just like
yeah, right. Yeah. She just has a Muggle tennis racket up in her classroom.
Well, if she is a Muggle,
this is the dream weaving.
There you go.
From the time I won Wimbledon.
Wait, what?
Wow. I always knew where the ball was going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, our second quiz master question of the day. This question was submitted by Dola and voted on by patrons. Tom Riddle killed a muggle tramp, homeless muggle, to make which Horcrux? The fact that that was in, like,
brackets. She put quotations around muggle tramp, because that is what is said in the books. I don't think that's a, like, politically correct thing to say anymore, but it's what's in the books.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So I think she was trying to be book accurate and then say, like, it was a muggle homeless person.
Parenthesis.
Okay.
Okay.
And not a cartoon dog.
Not a cartoon dog, yes. That does seem like the kind of conniving thing Voldemort would do. Sorry about that, Hagrid. Ooh, a cartoon dog.
Tom Riddle and Cruella DeVille shipped?
Oh, Nate, what's the name of that ship?
Cruella de Voldemort?
Cruella.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, what happens and when does it happen?
What happens?
I think it's fine. I think I feel good about it. All right, ready?
Yeah.
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 3, 2, 1.
Said the diadem.
I also said the diadem.
It is the locket.
The locket!
I thought the locket was...
I thought it was Hepzibah Smith.
I thought it was Hepzibah Smith.
Maybe that's
Wasn't
the
that
cup.
The cup?
Must be the
it
cup.
It would make sense
well,
the
he
cup,
gets them both from her, like,
yeah.
And kills her. So, that's madness.
I guess that's a good point, yeah.
The diadem, he kills an Albanian peasant.
That's right. Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not also a
How
question.
Is that... That's not that different from a muggle tramp, right? So we must assume that the Albanian peasant was a wizard.
Mm. Okay. Well, I guess it sort of makes sense because we know that the diadem is in the forest of Albania.
Yeah. Right?
Which makes... Yeah, but we didn't know that the word Albania was inside of the otherwise Albanian peasant
right.
answer. So. Okay. Well, whatever. You know what? What
we
are you
both missed
do?
It, so we it doesn't matter.
Question... What are we on? Question 7. What is the first thing Voldemort does in his duel with Harry Potter in the Goblet of Fire?
Wasn't that...
He blows a raspberry at him. Hey, Potter!
That's Get Dork Lord this time.
Dork Lord strikes Dork Lord. Again.
Harry's just like, this guy? This guy.
I'm sure y'all.
You sure?
I'm just not even that intimidated.
I know. Well, now...
Now, see here, Dumbledore.
Now, I've just like...
What if Voldemort was just a silly, goofy guy?
He should, yeah.
Cut the clip of...
What is the first thing... So, after the duel has started... Or are...
Like, what is the first...
How does the duel kick off?
Yeah.
What is...
What? Like...
Set the scene.
Okay. There are... Have pleasantries been observed?
Have they? Jay doing his classic tries to ask what the answer is.
I'm not trying. I'm trying to make sure. This is like, I feel like so often, like in high school, you'd have like a multiple choice thing and it would be like, this feels like it would be on there. It'd be like, what happened first in the duel with Voldemort in the graveyard? And you'd be like, well, he makes him do this thing, but like technically the duel hasn't started. But like, then that would be the answer. And you'd be like, but wait. All right.
I say just give your answers. Let's see what you got.
3, 2, 1.
And forces him to bow.
Forces Harry to bow.
Correct. It is
Yay!
Forces him to bow with the Imperious Curse. Question 8. What did... Okay, whoa. Question 8. What method did Tom Riddle use to kill Hepis... No.
You are both beat!
You're so close. Hepzibah.
This could have been the moment.
Okay.
Hepzibah.
Question 8. What method did Tom Riddle use to kill Hepzibah Smith? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
Good
cool. Job.
You actually got Smith wrong.
Shut up.
Smith?
Hepzibah Smith? My sorry.
It's kind of like an exhale that comes at the end of the Smith.
Yeah.
That's the
really
H.
Breathy, yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
Smith
very breathy.
With nine H's.
Yes. I think, are you thinking about the same thing that I'm thinking about?
Yeah, I think I've got it, but I think
yes,
I've got
because
it.
You have ways to know that that is true.
It's water magic.
Yeah. No, I haven't written anything down yet.
Oh, you haven't written anything down.
So I'm...
Wait a second. Okay, so if I have this straight, it's brother magic that you can read each other's minds, but in that case, shouldn't you always tie forever and always?
When did we establish that we can read each other's minds?
Just now.
Moments ago.
Oh,
literally,
yeah,
like 3
okay.
seconds ago.
Well, they mostly do tie.
Maybe that could be the name of our memoir.
Brother
mostly magic.
Brother magic.
Yeah, brother
That's
magic.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
To be fair, it is rare that one of you wins by like 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Okay, so I think I'm worried, but I'm curious because I'm not sure. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Poison.
Yeah, poison.
It is poison.
Yay! Okay, it's like, I know he frames Hokey for poisoning her, but like, did he actually poison her himself?
This must all but prove, because I never think about that. I always think about the Myrtle death that creates the diary Horcrux.
Yeah.
And it's the basilisk that actually kills Myrtle.
Right.
And that's always like one of those like weird things where it's like, well, does the person creating the Horcrux actually have to like have done the kill? And it's like, clearly not.
Clearly not, because he like pours it in here and gives it to her. Yeah. It's like, but he arranged it.
He did arrange it.
It's like
it,
the magic knows.
The magic knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, are y'all posing that you think that Hokey was the one that actually poisoned her, or
no,
Tom forced her to, or
the curiosity in my mind was he frames Hokey for poisoning, and it's kind of like one of those things where it's like there's not like an autopsy or something like that that's like, oh yeah, it turns out she was poisoned.
Yeah, and it's all like Dumbledore.
Hang on, you know what? It feels like a good time to go research some stuff. Don't you guys think so? We gotta solve some answers.
Oh, hey y'all. Welcome to the Scenic Route, where, as of 2 weeks ago, we occasionally find ourselves in the cozy sound room, comforted by the warm and gentle glow of one of the latest candles from our Wizard and Candle Club. As you can see, this month we're paying homage to our podcast and favorite entrance within the castle, the Gryffindor. I like to think this door is made of quality, hand-carved mahogany, but somehow its scent would reflect the password of the day, lending credence to the tendency to create, for lack of a better description, delectable passwords. And, as such, the scent is invitingly sweet, yet tangy, reminiscent of the lemon candies that dissolve on your tongue, leaving behind a lingering zestiness. With each breath, you're transported to a serene oasis, where worries melt away and serenity takes hold. If you'd like to experience this cheerful aroma for yourself, simply head on over to wizardandcandles.com and save 10% each month when you subscribe.
Hey y'all, as you can see, I've switched into my Harry Potter gear because I have an important announcement here at the Scenic Table. I'm gonna tell you all about our upcoming tour! That's right! Ben and I are hitting the road with our new podcast, Through the Gryffindor. We are going to be doing live shows in Boston, New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. And at each location, we'll have like meet and greet upgrades if you wanna come like meet us in person. I can't wait to meet you guys, but tickets are going pretty fast. Like D.C. is actually already sold out. I see you, DC. Each night, we'll be doing a live recording of the podcast. But if you like Jay vs. Ben, good news, we're also doing some trivia and answering questions from all of you, which again, we would absolutely love to meet you guys in person. So if you're interested in coming and seeing Through the Gryffindor, there are links to all the events in the description down below. See you there.
Question 9, our third Quizmaster question of the day. This question was submitted by Ferocious Pop-Tart and Geekbox and voted on by patrons. Can I read?
Are you doing it on purpose?
No! It's literally like I'm reading the words and not even comprehending what it says because I'm focused so much on not saying it wrong. So like, after I read the question, I have to then read the question and comprehend what I'm asking you all. This question was submitted by Ferocious Pop-Tart and Geekbox and voted on by patrons. What nickname does Lee Jordan call Tom Riddle on Potter Watch?
Not the Dork Award, right?
It should have been, though.
Oh, but it should have been. The Dork Lord.
That would have been such a burn.
That really would have been great. If they're just like sitting, that's up there with like, you know, poo. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a guess. I don't feel great about it, but it's a guess. 3, 2, 1.
Chief Death Eater.
Oh,
it is Chief Death Eater.
Dang
Boom.
It. Death Eater number
the chief.
One.
Dork Lord
number one.
Dork Lord number one.
At least he's first. Question 10. Whose rabbit did young Tom Riddle hang from the rafters at Wool's Orphanage? Claps for me. I got through that whole
you
sentence.
Did so good. I'm
whole
so proud
sentence,
of you.
First take.
A round of applause for Quizabelle. We did it.
My one job I'm very bad at.
I'm going to go ABCD on this.
Yeah, yourself short.
Yeah, I'll go ABCD.
I say nice things about you in these quizzes. I said, and I quote, Ethan is a great editor. Ethan's a great editor. I did say that.
I've heard it before.
He is a great editor.
Ethan is a great editor.
He's being mean to me. Oh, he said I'm not good at a lot of things.
I said, don't sell yourself short. You're bad at lots of things.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
But also not true.
Yeah.
A, is it Bobby Shuggs? B, Jerry Smith? C, Billy Stubbs? Or D, Tommy Shelby? Did I pronounce Smith right that time, guys?
You nailed it. That one you got right.
Okay, thanks.
I know who I want it to be.
All right.
What a J wants.
Shuggs is
what
spelled S-C-H-U-G-Y. Not Y. S. Now I've got these.
Oh, gosh.
I've got the quiz about.
It's contagious.
I think there's one thing that's obvious, which is that none of us have puked.
All right.
Case in point is this is...
We certainly can't read.
Yeah. Everything is going exactly this way right now. All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I said C,
too.
It is C.
Yeah! But man, I wish it was Bobby Shuggs.
is Bobby Shuggs a reference?
I think it's...
No, Tommy Shelby is the reference. Shuggs was just an... I looked up very British last names, and that popped up.
Shuggs.
I thought it was just a reference. Shuggs. If you'd asked me, Ethan, what popular book series is Billy Stubbs from, I would have said that he was a character in The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yes, he does.
If I'm being completely honest with you.
It is much giving that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good pronunciation of honest.
That guy's name was Billy Tope.
Billy Tope.
Because it's color.
Everybody's name had a color.
Stubbs and a color.
It is a barbecue sauce, though.
It is.
Billy Tope?
No. Stubbs.
Stubbs.
Oh, okay.
Stubbs. Also, a really painful thing to happen to your toe.
Question 11. In Professor Slughorn's memory.
Is that a wiener dog?
A wiener dog?
I drew a wiener dog.
It needs floppy ears.
My favorite part is how accurate it is.
Nah, it doesn't need a snout.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
It's a wiener dog.
Nice.
There you go.
Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture.
Ethan's a great editor.
Oh, wait, hold on. Jay Strong one, too.
Trying to one-up the wiener dog?
It's
got a bun and everything.
It's got a bun.
Still no snout.
There's really no way to show my face for the rest of this episode, so.
Did you like
Don't worry, none of us have peaked.
None of us have peaked.
Should I draw one now?
Yeah, yours would be the best. We know that.
False. Black bear. Did you see mine?
It was really good.
Yeah. I'm sorry, best is entirely a subjective statement.
Exactly.
Best like this super mug.
Wow.
Hey. Available now at crowdbrokerspurgle.com.
Cat's got it.
Question 11.
In Professor Slughorn's memory, which professor's retirement did Tom Riddle ask about?
Don't know where you get your information from, boy.
I got bad news, Ben. The answer is not.
Yeah. Is it,
so the answer is not slowly is leaking air mattress. Wheeze?
Is it almost dead balloon? Long fart.
I did write a whole bunch of F's, but I'll delete it just in case everybody mistakes it for the answer.
Yeah, you know, Professor Josh made a long fart. He taught arithmetic.
Alright, are we ready?
Yeah.
Alright, 1, 2, 3.
I said Mary Thorpe.
Technically, it's Mary Thought.
Oh, I think we got it.
It's close now.
I think we got it.
You want to count it as both of us?
I think we got it.
Because I said Thort.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Mary Thort.
Just y'all not understanding British accents?
This is a Jim Dale problem. Okay.
we're all on the same page. This is fine.
All right, question 12, our fourth Quizmaster question of the day. This question was submitted by Law Ninja and voted on by patrons. How many years after the death of Hepzibah Smith did Tom Riddle return to Hogwarts to ask for a job?
How many years after the death of Hepzibah Smythe? How many y'all there?
36.
That'd be way too many. Give you a free hint. It's not 36.
Not 36.
Count to them myself.
Okay. Let's do some math.
My mind. If you had asked me this question not in this format, I would have told you we don't know.
I kind of agree. I think. Yeah.
Is there an obvious event that we're going off of? Because is it not? We've struggled with his
disappearance.
There's like a 15-year gap where he's like not really doing much.
Doing much.
And we don't have great timetables to work off of.
I think this one I did check.
You did, okay.
And I'm pretty sure Dumbledore says something like, let me show you a memory from 10 years later or something along those lines.
I see.
Okay. Okay. So not 10 or 36.
Correct.
Okay. We've narrowed in.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Ben is literally that math meme where the yeah. math starts like showing up all around her head and yep. she looks very concerned.
Okay. I have an answer.
Okay.
Ready?
Exactly. Yeah.
One, two, three.
10.
I said 13.
It is
10. Boom!
Yeah, that was my bad. Sorry.
Oh.
I didn't even realize I said it until you said something. I was like, what are you talking about?
Dosh garned it all. Okay.
I'm not on my A game today. Sorry, guys.
All right, question 13. When Voldemort tried to kill Harry with the Avada Kedavra curse in the Ministry of Magic, what did Dumbledore send to protect Harry?
What if this was the second time before Anglia showed up to save the day?
Womp!
That would be amazing. I have an answer that I think is correct.
Okay.
But I could be mistaking it with something else entirely. So ready? 3, 2, 1.
I said a golden witch.
I said a gold statue head.
It is a golden statue. So I feel like...
So yeah.
I think it's actually it. It's a statue without a head specifically, but I will give it to you for a gold statue. Yeah, seriously. It says like without a head.
Is it the case that he uses the head as the port key?
Could
to
be.
Return?
Right, yeah, the head gets blasted off.
Okay, because I was trying earlier. To remember. Also, is Fox in this battle?
Fox also, yes, swallows an Avada Kedavra as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question 14. Other than Avada Kedavra, what are Voldemort's last words?
Okay.
And it's not just Avada Kedavra again.
Right, yeah.
He's just like rapid fire.
Avada Kedavra, Avada Kedavra, Avada Kedavra. Yeah! It's also not just like...
Yeah.
Ben's writing. He's got thought.
I don't know if it's right. It's a guess. It's like I need to take some chances here.
This is like, I know I'm like trying to replay this conversation in my head.
I know, yeah. It's like I know so many pieces of dialogue.
I know.
Yet again, we see the thinking posture of the Carlin brothers. Jay hunched over the table, head in hands. Ben leaning back, looking at something.
Specifically, there's a pipe, a round pipe that goes to a square hole in our ceiling.
Oh, that's where you look when you're thinking?
That's where I look at, yeah.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
And then I will attend to Draco.
It is, I can attend to Draco Malfoy, so yes! I would say that Jonathan gets that one.
Jay's probably a little bit more close, but they do say that he does say that, and that was one of the wrong answers.
This
wouldn't have helped.
It's not a fact check, I promise, Kat. I'm just genuinely curious how close I was.
You're very close. What That's one of the wrong line? Answers, and I pulled all the wrong answers from the last, like, sentence. Alone or
something. Okay.
Says, the last few sentences that he says, and that is one of them.
It's, yeah. you no longer have the Phoenix Wand, we duel on skill alone. And after I've killed you, I can attend to Draco.
Oh, it is really like the same sentence.
In the sentence!
It's okay, like, there's like an ellipses that separates it.
Oh! Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Man, this is gonna suck at the end of the year for the year-long challenge because I feel like I'm missing by such narrow.
Yeah.
Man, that is a very good question.
That is a good question.
Fantastic.
I can't believe either of you pulled either of those lines out, if I'm being honest.
That's very impressive, honestly.
Is it in the same like quotation mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the same like paragraph.
That sucks.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Put me out of my misery.
All right. For our fifth quizmaster and final question of the day, this question was submitted by Tara Walker and voted on by patrons. As Voldemort approached the Potter house on the night he killed James and Lily, what did he see James doing through the window?
James is calling him the Dork Lord.
Yeah.
In front of his son.
Yeah, some dorky lord wants to come kill our son. Anyways, go pet the cat.
Okay.
I think this is right.
Play with your hovery broomstick.
That's your godfather that you won't meet for a very long time, Bobby.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Making smoke rings?
Making bubbles with his wand.
Oh, bubbles.
It's making puffs of colored smoke erupt from his wand.
So, I don't know.
I feel like yours is closer.
I think mine's closer, but I don't know if it's... It feels like a specifically different act. Puffs.
Well, if you're arguing for you to not get the point, we could just...
It's not, I mean, look, it's for you to deliberate, you know?
I know, this is... I mean, I think he deserves it. I think that's there. I wish it wasn't the case, because this is a difficult defeat.
Okay,
especially because once again, I don't feel like I was terribly wrong.
No, yeah, it was very close.
You got 10 questions right.
I know, but did I miss three? Did I lose by three?
You lost by...
If we're giving Jonathan that point, then you lost by four.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna suck. Woo! Man! Well done, honestly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Kangaroo Cat for a quiz well writ.
Indeed.
And shout out to Quizabelle for all of the fantastic and completely flawless reading. I actually prefer your rendition, to be honest, right? than the original.
Thank you.
And to Rick for being here. Yes. Having a birthday.
We mentioned it at the very beginning. It is, in fact, Ethancer's birthday, so everybody be sure to wish him a happy, happy birthday. Yes.
Happy
in
birthday!
The towel section.
Down today is my 31st birthday.
Yes,
woo! I'm officially dead.
And now we need to give a huge thank you to these Quizmasters who support us over on Patreon.
Shout out to Andre, Pokemonster, Tara Walker, Josephine, Dola, Ferocious Pop-Tart, Geekbox, Law Ninja, and voted on by patrons.
Nice. If you too would like to try to stump us in a future episode of Jay vs. Ben, you can do so by heading on over to patreon.com/supercarlinbrothers and selecting the Quizmasters tier.
Thanks again to all of our Quizmasters over on Patreon.
As per always, guys, be sure to let us know how you did on the quiz in the towel section down below.
And if you want some more Harry Potter from action from us, check out this video right here where we answer, could there be two Voldemorts?
Who knows? Until next time, bye!